Okay, well, thank you, Asham, for inviting Nacho here today. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners, Noongar Whadjuk people. I'd also like to acknowledge that I'm from Takala Group in Croydon, North Queensland, and currently, as stated, I'm the Deputy CEO of Nacho. So I'm sure many of you know who's here today that Nacho is made up of about 145 members around the country. Is that working? It's not moving. No, don't know.
There's a big button in the middle.
There's a big button in the middle. Yep, pressing it. Never mind. Or do you press the arrow? There we go. Here we go. Sorry, this is different technology to what I'm used to. So we have 145 members around the country, right around the country, and we provide comprehensive primary health care. Nacho also works very closely with our affiliates in state and territory governments. And in Western Australia here, we have ACWA. So community-controlled health services are culturally safe. They provide comprehensive primary health care consistent with our mob's needs. And this includes home and site visits, provision of medical, public health and health promotion services, allied health, nursing services, assistance with making appointments and transport, helping accessing childcare or dealing with the justice system, and drug and alcohol services. So what is interesting is I've been involved with the Rural Health Alliance lately and a few other areas that are programs and new approaches that governments are thinking about. And at a recent meeting of the Rural Health Alliance, they're actually considering similar type models for regional centres. And some of the programs that have been established by the government includes adaptation of some of those models, although people don't really recognise that, in fact, ARCHOs have this amazing primary health care. But I'm just going to keep digressing for just a moment more. Nearly next year in 2020, it will be the 50th anniversary of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people being counted in the census. Several of our ARCHOs have been around for 50 years, and this year, Wuchopperin, just because I come from North Queensland, is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Aboriginal people set up these clinics in little old houses around the country and had volunteers to start with. They could see that our people were being turned away and confronting, even though it wasn't mentioned, racism at every turn. They couldn't get into proper access to outpatient clinics, or people were just not seeking the help that they needed. Since then, new services have emerged. However, they are totally swamped by the workload to address the burden of disease that now exists for Aboriginal and continue to exist for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, which is 2.5 times that of other Australians. So let's go forward now to the syphilis outbreak, which started in 2011. So I've got two questions. Why did it take so long for governments to respond? Why did it take a mounting number of congenital syphilis cases and infants dying before there was any action? I've still yet to hear those answers. However, I have to say, once the government, and particularly the Commonwealth government, together with states, started to address it, they've done an excellent job. Heaven forbid I'm saying this, but they have. The response has been an excellent example of co-design, innovation, and indeed the best I've seen in decades, and I've been around the public service a long time. Dr. Lucas Dottoker is speaking soon, and about the government's part, so I won't steal his thunder. Initially, however, it was very interesting. The government was using language and approach along the lines of let's do a surge. Let's have a surge into those communities. States and territories were all about cost shifting to the Commonwealth. And, you know, just after one meeting, having been around for a year and excellent work being done on development of the point of care testing, I just said, Nacho's fed up. We're going to go out and work with Archos and help design what the approach should look like. We'll do it off our own bat. So the Commonwealth and the state government sat down with Nacho and individual Archos to design a response that suited their particular needs. And for those who are present this morning with the health workers, you've seen some of what they did. Divisions of responsibilities were broken down and some areas became shared responsibilities. For example, contact tracing. Now, some of our Archos do that. On occasion, the Archo knows where the individuals are. They mostly do. And can act immediately. And in fact, we had to talk to Archos. We had to talk to our sector too to say, you've got to go beyond your business as usual here. We've got this enormous challenge before us. The misconceptions about point of care testing... point of care testing within Archos in Queensland, NT and WA was quickly overcome with training and carried out extensively in all places over the last 12 months. An amazing network of health workers and other professionals has been established nationally, many of whom are attending this conference. They are sharing their lessons learned, clinical protocols and health promotions. Archos have gone beyond their business as usual for testing and using mobile clinics. And we saw the SIF phone in action this morning. They have set up in shopping centres awareness sessions, promotions. However, of course, there are still ongoing challenges. Workforce challenges in remote communities, staff shortages, fly-in, fly-out GPs, significant workloads are a big issue. Male staff shortages, as was mentioned this morning, young people and adults access to health services, and they do access health services less frequently than older people, especially young men, contributing to delayed diagnosis. Lack of adequate syphilis registers, but we're now seeing that addressed. As was also mentioned this morning, the feeling of shame and embarrassment in an area of reproductive and sexual health. Funding issues remain, so we're hoping to, you know, in documenting the model of care and just hearing what Nathan said, that we do need to continue to do this work over the next period of time. The contextual issues around geographical isolation and remoteness, weather and wet conditions. But I have to say that's not to take away from, you know, dealing with it in major regional urban centres, which the Archos in those areas have done also an exceptional job and use of innovation in their areas. So what are the take-home messages that I'd like to conclude with include... It's so important, the building of local networks, collaboration, co-design, and understanding the expertise that all partners bring to the table and play to those strengths. There's strength in partners being together. Stay at the table. Strong partnerships don't exist because things go smoothly and perfectly every step of the way. We're always arguing with the Commonwealth. Partnerships work when there is transparency, trust and respect shared across the table. Strengthen community input into strategy development. Engagement of the community is central to the delivery of the enhanced response. Elders, peers and other leaders and young ones. Engagement of the community is central to the delivery of addressing the outbreak. One size doesn't fit all. And so this is the first time that I've seen the Commonwealth actually work with each Archo to design the delivery on the spot, because so often we've seen ear health programs rolled out as a generic across the country nationally, or eye health programs rolled out across the country instead of looking at the individual design and the workforce for that particular community. We saw that the cost of a car was covered in this morning's health workers, which is absolutely fantastic and unheard of. Support workflow practice to include STI testing and routine checks, and certainly NACHA with our affiliates will be working at looking at how we can improve this and maintain what we've got going through CQI. Develop outreach and opportunistic testing. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with one quote. So 12 months into the ENHANCE, Katie Crawford from the CAMS, syphilis, we've seen an increase in opportunities in how we operate. Sexual health tests are becoming business as usual. We're thinking outside of the box to make services more culturally appropriate and accessible. Our youth are engaging with staff who are connected to the community and understand the context in which they live. And this is in every area that we've worked with around the country has been this amazing response together with Commonwealth and state governments and the research institutes. Thank you.